Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Well, thanks for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Is Daytona always wild or what? What an insane way to close off the regular season. 16 drivers have officially been set for the 2023 Chase for the Cup. We're going to go over all that along with some garage news, and NASCAR Hall of Famer Dale Jarrett joins the podcast. The green flag's out. Let's go for it.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Well, here's a couple highlights from the race at Daytona on Saturday night. Coming in at number three, RFK. I still can't get over this organization and how they've turned things around this season. I mean, they were starting to turn that curve last season with, you know, Brad buying into the team, kind of turning things around and upside down, and it's really paying off for them this season. Chris Buescher with his third win. And I know Brad Keselowski wanted to win that race on Saturday night so bad, but I think it meant a lot to him also to be able to push his own car that he owned to the checkered flag. 1-2 finish for RFK at Daytona. Both Fords are in the playoffs and officially coming alive at the right time of the season. I wouldn't sleep on RFK in the playoffs at all. They're figuring it out right now, and it's going to be a good run for them for sure. Coming in at number two on my list from Daytona, three wide racing. Lots and lots of this during the event on Saturday. It reminded me of those early 2000s races at Talladega and Daytona when hell could break loose at any second. The next gen car producing some fun and old school racing Saturday night, and I for one really enjoyed it. Coming in at number one on my list from Daytona, the safety. There were not one, but two brutal wrecks during the race. The first one was with Ryan Blaney, who went damn near head-on into the turn four wall after Ty Gibbs got into him. It was a brutal wreck. Ryan was visibly shaken after it, but thankfully he was able to walk away. Now, the second wreck will make highlight reels for years and years to come when Ryan Preece was clipped and ended up barrel rolling multiple times. It looked like something out of a video game. I mean, it was over and over and over till the car finally rested on its wheels. Thankfully, it landed like that, and Ryan was able to get out of the car after that horrific wreck. He did go to the hospital. He was released and is back home in North Carolina recovering. I applaud NASCAR for never resting when it comes to driver safety and this new car. I know last season they had some issues with the rear end of the car hitting the walls. NASCAR addressing that, getting it fixed. Is NASCAR a dangerous sport? Yeah, it's absolutely dangerous. Cars going in a circle 200 miles an hour. Yeah, that is a recipe for danger. Just part of the sport. Drivers know it, fans know it, crews know it. Everybody knows this. But I do applaud NASCAR for never giving up when it comes to safety with these drivers. The results of the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona, Chris Buescher bringing in the number one spot, followed by Brad Keselowski, Eric Almirola, Chase Elliott, and Joey Logano, rounding out the top five. Now, the point standings after Daytona for the playoffs. This is what it's going to look like heading into this weekend. You have William Byron at number one, followed by Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Chris Buescher, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, Brad Keselowski, and Tyler Reddick rounding out the top 10. After that, it is Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, Michael McDowell, Ricky Stenhouse, Kevin Harvick, and Bubba Wallace getting that last spot in when it comes to the playoffs starting next weekend. Now, some big names in the sport and fan favorites will not be competing for a championship this year, which is pretty wild when you think about it. Daniel Suarez making that list, along with Ty Gibbs, Alex Bowman, and fan favorite Chase Elliott. They did not make it into the playoffs this year, but, you know, season's not over yet. Those drivers will be looking for a big win for sure.
NASCAR news now.
And Legacy Motor Club announcing that current Craftsman Truck Series driver Carson Hocevar will drive the number 42 Sunseeker Resort Chevrolet at Darlington this weekend. That's going to be a pretty interesting combination, and I'm going to wish him the best in that 42 Chevrolet. And after two decades plus in the NASCAR Cup Series, Kurt Busch announcing that he will walk away and is officially retired from competition. He had an announcement before the race on Saturday with the media announcing that he will step away. He hasn't been in a cup car, though, since July of last year after that wreck at Pocono. He got to see his final win at Kansas. Want to wish Kurt the absolute best. He will still be around. I believe Kurt will continue his mentorship with the 2311 team, and he's got endorsements with Monster Energy, so he'll be in the garage for sure. And you know, Kolig Racing, trying to find a driver for the number 31 Chevrolet for next season. The current driver, Justin Haley, announcing he's going to go drive for Rick Ware Racing in 2024. So the team trying to find a replacement driver, and it sounds like they have someone. Now, they're not saying who it is. They said in the next week or so, they will announce who it is, and they said it's going to be surprising on who they announce in that car. So kind of got a lot of question marks on that one, on who's going to fill that spot. Who do you think it could be? Maybe Carson Hocevar? Maybe Noah Gregson? SVG? It's all up in the air right now. Kolig knows. They're not going to let us know, though, again for a couple weeks. But who do you think it is? Let us know on the Days of Thunder NASCAR Facebook page. And finally, something super cool. I was literally talking with a buddy of mine a couple weeks ago, and I said, NASCAR really needs like a platform. All they play is old races. Well, I don't think NASCAR heard me, but apparently they've been working on it also. Go to NASCAR.com/classics. They have 1,000+ NASCAR Cup Series races available absolutely free. You can even filter by era, track, or keywords to narrow down those searches of those races you want to watch. You can check out the new accounts for NASCAR Classics on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter/X, and YouTube. But start streaming now those old NASCAR races at NASCAR.com/classics. I'm always going to have that up in the background for sure now.
It's the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs at Kansas Speedway. The Ozarks Best Country 105.1 The Bull and Swing Ride Golf want to send you there. One lucky grand prize winner will snag a pair of tickets and pre-race passes. You and a guest could be on the infield for the driver introductions, cruise pit road, and up front for the pre-race concert starring 38 Special. Get signed up today at Swing Right Golf, thebull1051.com, or simply text SWING to 41786310-51 to get instantly qualified to win. It's the NASCAR Cup Series Playoffs, Hollywood Casino 400, September 10th. Get more info and tickets at kansasspeedway.com. The most contests and the most winners are on your NASCAR loving and the Ozarks Best Country Radio Station, 105.1 The Bull.
I am very excited and honored to have three-time Daytona 500 champion, 1999 Cup Series champion, and NASCAR Hall of Famer, Dale Jarrett, joining the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast once again. Dale, what are you up to today, buddy?
Oh, we've got a lot going on out here in Phoenix as we help to kick off the playoffs, but also have a luncheon that will help benefit the Phoenix Children's Hospital here. So just kind of combining a couple of different things that are very important to me to try to help these young people and the doctors involved to help try to find a cure for the cancer that so many of our young people have to battle, unfortunately. And then the other side is have Kyle Larson here today and helping us kick off the playoffs as we get ready for these 10 races and see who's going to be the 2023 champion.
That sounds like a great day for a great cause. I love that. Now, Dale, you've done it all when it comes to NASCAR. You've won the Daytona 500, championships, countless races. But was it hard for you to step away from being a driver and transition into the TV booth?
It was just difficult in a different way because it wasn't something that I was accustomed to. So I had to look at the sport in a different manner and prepare in a different way as to how I prepared in driving the car. But it was a new challenge for me, and I appreciated that. And I've really enjoyed this side of it and being able to sometimes call the races. The majority of the time now is spent doing the pre-race and post-race show. So I really enjoy that. You know, you have to know more about the drivers and you find out a lot more about them this way than you do when you actually race against them. And so I've really enjoyed the transition.
Now, Dale, you work with one of my favorite guys in the business, Kyle Petty. You were actually on his dinner drive with Kyle at Cheddar's. You guys have a really cool relationship, don't you?
Had a lot of fun. Kyle actually came to Hickory, North Carolina, and we sat down, went and visited a few places, Hickory Motor Speedway and a restaurant that I liked there at Backstreets in Hickory that I've been going to for, gosh, won't even say how many years, it's been so long, but we had a great time, and it's always fun with Kyle, you know, and whether we're reliving our whole time together, I mean, Kyle and I have, you know, known each other for, gosh, 60 years now, it seems like, and I just enjoy working with him. I tell the people that, hey, if I could work every weekend with Kyle Petty, you wouldn't even have to pay me to do this, because it's just highly entertaining and a lot of fun. But he's so very knowledgeable about the sport and the history of the sport.
Now, Dale, you've had some really cool paint schemes over your career. What are some of your favorites that really stand out?
I think there's a couple. I think first and foremost to me was one that we did with UPS back in the early 2000s whenever we were celebrating Arnold Palmer's 50th Masters Tournament. And it was just incredible to be able to do this and play some golf with Arnold Palmer, to speak with him. And you know, I was always a huge fan. And to have that opportunity to put his picture on the hood of our UPS car was just incredible. We, at one time, represented the Air Force on our car at the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte. Then we did one at Bristol that was a Batman theme. And I think those are probably the ones that stand out the most, even though we had a lot of fun with a lot of others. Those are the ones, and in particular, the one with Mr. Palmer.
Now, back when you drove for Joe Gibbs, there was a really cool partnership where the NFL partnered with the 18 team and sponsored some of the races. There's a picture of you with all 32 helmets. Do you know what happened to those helmets?
No, you know, not too long ago, we were actually talking about that, and Joe was asking me if I had a lot of them, and I said, no, I assumed that y'all had them. So we really don't know. I know that a lot of them went for charity. And, you know, that's the thing that was most important, that they did go for a good cause. So at least some money was raised through that. I do have a couple of them that we went through. And the one that we didn't know for the longest time was exactly what happened to it. And it was kind of a funny story that for the 1993 Daytona 500, someone had decided that I needed to use the Dallas Cowboys helmet at that time. And this was with Joe still coaching the Washington football team there. Uh-oh. He really didn't think that much about it until I was in victory lane winning the first race for Joe Gibbs Racing, that being the 93 Daytona 500. And he saw it on top of the car, and he said someone needed to get that off of there where it wasn't visible to everyone. So it was kind of a thing, but it actually, we didn't know where it went for the longest time. But it was eventually found, and that is one that I know that Joe Gibbs and everyone at Joe Gibbs Racing has kept to this day. But it was a fun and interesting time as we went around the country using the different helmets for the different parts of the country for different reasons that we were having that.
There were some brutal wrecks at Daytona Saturday night with Ryan Blaney and Ryan Preece. Thankfully, both drivers were able to walk away. But you being a former driver, when you see a car barrel rolling, what's going through your mind while you're watching that live on TV?
I think first and foremost is that you just pray that everything's going to be okay. You know, you see something that violent and you just want it to stop, but you realize that, you know, this car was running 180, 190 miles an hour when all of this started taking place, and it's not just going to stop. And once it got airborne, it was just incredible to watch how the car, first and foremost, kind of stayed together. And then to be able to see Ryan Preece get out of the car was just phenomenal, and shows you how far that the safety initiatives have come with this next-gen car. And you know, you hate to see things like that. You know it's possible. You know, it's not something that you go in thinking, hey, you know, this could happen. But to see something that violent, you always just wishing the very best for the driver.
Yes, so thankful that both drivers were able to walk away from those violent wrecks at Daytona. Dale, the playoffs have been set. What are some drivers that really stand out that you feel are going to be in the final four at Phoenix?
Gosh, it's such a difficult call because of the rounds. And you know, no one amassed a ton of playoff points, where in, you know, some years we've seen, you know, upwards of 50 extra points, which kind of helps you navigate through the first two rounds if you're fortunate with that. But, you know, with the two drivers, Martin Truex Jr. and William Byron have 36, which is nice to have those points in case you should need them. those are two drivers that I look at that I really believe that if things play out in what we expect, that Truex Jr. and William Byron will be a part of the championship four. From that point, it gets a little more difficult to say exactly what might happen, but you have to look at Denny Hamlin's been very consistent. We know, you know, how good he is in being able to win each and every week. Their consistency has been better. If there's one thing they have to do, that's still, once again, we kind of say this every year, it seems like, that they have to clean things up on pit road and quit putting their driver in difficult positions with penalties that they get. And, of course, you know, some of the things are Denny speeding on pit road. So if they clean that up, Denny's going to definitely be a part of the championship four. And I think that it may be a, you know, a Joe Gibbs Racing versus Hendrick Motorsports. And I say that because I think Kyle Larson is one that you have to look at. You talk about being able to win at each and every type of track. He won that can do that, and of course won the championship here back in 2021. But there's a lot of others that are hoping that they can, you know, change what that lineup is. I think that there's drivers that we're seeing make their first time into the playoffs, and others that are just improving as drivers and teams that could have a lot to say about this.
Now, Dale, you've had some really great runs at Kansas Speedway. You also had a really hard crash in 2001. What are these playoff drivers going to have to do to keep their momentum and points alive and get out of Kansas with a good run?
I think the biggest thing is just don't put yourself in bad spots, you know, and that's basically don't make mistakes. You've had 25 races to get yourself ready for the playoffs. You hope that everyone has done their job and that, you know, you're ready to move forward and be mistake-free and again, not put yourself in a bad position, because that's how you find yourself in trouble. You know, a pit stop that goes too long or a penalty for speeding, something like that, that puts you back in the middle of the pack, and then all of a sudden you're having to be more aggressive at times that you really don't want to be. And fortunately at Kansas, you have a lot of racing room, but you also know that you have a lot of competitive drivers and teams that perform at a high level there. Saw a fantastic race at Kansas earlier this year, and I think that we will see that once again. And I think it's an opportunity to see a maybe surprise driver there. We're going to see the usual drivers that we expect to be at the front, but I would not be surprised to see some others like Bubba Wallace and Kevin Harvick have a shot at winning and moving on.
Well, Dale, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to seeing you at Kansas Speedway September 10th for the Hollywood Casino 400.
All right, thanks.
NASCAR Cup Series champion, three-time Daytona 500 champion, and NASCAR Hall of Famer, Dale Jarrett.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
The NASCAR Cup Series makes a return to Darlington for the Crown Royal Presents Darlington Labor Day weekend. The race will be Sunday, September 3rd, green flag around 6 o'clock Eastern. You can watch this on USA. My top performers for the race, I'm going to go with Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson. You could probably add Denny Hamlin in there also. Those drivers are always strong when it comes to Darlington. My dark horse for the race, I'm going to go with Carson Hocevar. You know, he's filling in that number 42 Chevrolet for Legacy Motor Club. This kid has talent and he's got a lot to prove. And I think he's going to be pretty good at Darlington this Sunday. I know you've got September 8th, 9th, and 10th circled on your calendar as the Truck Series, the Xfinity, and the Cup Series make their return to Kansas Speedway. This is going to be playoff races, and it is going to be wild and a lot of fun. Be sure to get your pit passes and get there early. 38 Special will be the live performance before the big race on Sunday, September 10th. It's going to be a great time. Get your tickets and all of the add-on experiences at kansasspeedway.com. Cannot wait for the Cup Series to return to Kansas City, because again, it is a chase race and you know it's going to be a wild one. I mean, the last time we were there, I literally watched Ross Chastain punch Noah Gregson in the face. Well, thanks for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Truthfully, I had eye surgery last week, so I'm still recovering, but I appreciate your time today. Thanks to Dale Jarrett for joining the podcast. That guy is busy. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer doing all kinds of cool stuff for the sport, so I appreciate his time too. And I'm looking forward to the race this weekend at Darlington and the one right after at Kansas Speedway. Again, get your tickets at kansasspeedway.com. Enjoy the race this Sunday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.